Now that our Advent season preparations are about to be completed, the readings that we heard this morning bring us a little more closer to the actual celebration of the Christmas feast. Reading our gospel today, and if you were a first century Christian convert, to hear this being proclaimed, there would have been bells going off in your mind saying, I've heard this before someplace. Something unique and marvelous is happening with Elizabeth and St. John. And even there's a deeper meaning than just Mary being charitable and going to help her relative who is expecting in her old age to prepare for the birth of her child. God is doing something deeper here as well. If we were to look back then at the book of Samuel, the Ark of the Covenant was a very sacred item for the people of Israel. Wherever the ark was, the presence of God was always there. And during the reign of King David, the Philistines came in and took away the Ark of the Covenant. The ark had been directed by God to Moses with great detail about its dimensions, what to do with it, and what should be placed in it. There were three things placed within the Ark of the Covenant: the stone tablets of the law, the Ten Commandments, Moses' staff, which was a sign of his authority over the Israelites, and a bowl of manna, the bread that God provided for the Israelites every morning as they sojourned through the desert to the Promised Land. So when the Philistines came in and took away the ark, it was like God had forgotten his people. God had left his people. Where was God in all of this? When David's army was able to defeat the Philistines and recapture the Ark of the Covenant, they told King David, "We're bringing it to you." To which David responded, "Who am I that the Ark of the Covenant should come to me?" And when they brought in the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, David was so excited to have God back in their midst that he danced before the Ark, danced for joy in the presence of the Lord. Are you seeing the connections? In the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, St. John has a vision of heaven. And he says, "The heavens opened, and I saw the Ark of the Covenant." And he doesn't talk about seeing the gold chest. The very next line is, "A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head, getting ready to give birth to a child." So for a first century Jewish person to hear all this, there are so many connections. Mary has become the new Ark of the Covenant. She carries Jesus, the new lawgiver, whose authority will reign over the earth to the end of days. And he is the true bread that has come down from heaven to sustain us and nourish us on our journey through this life so that we can reach heaven. Elizabeth finds herself unworthy in the presence of the Lord and his mother. And St. John is so excited that God is in his midst that he dances for joy within Elizabeth's womb. Elizabeth praises Mary because she believed and trusted that what the angel had said to her would be fulfilled. Unlike her husband Zechariah, when the angel told him about the forthcoming of his son John, he doubted and disbelieved, and he was made mute. Mary will sing the praises of God, but Zechariah has to remain quiet and silence in humility before the loving God. The next 2 days, tomorrow and Tuesday, will be fun and exciting days for all of us as we gather with family and friends. But the true excitement is that, unworthy though we are, the Lord God, in his great love for us, came to dwell among us in the second person of the Blessed Trinity, our Lord Jesus, to show us the way to the Father, to fill us with life and goodness, to help us to be holy, and to bring us home to heaven. And it's not something we just remember as something that's happened in the past when Jesus was born. Our God, our Lord Jesus, dwells with us constantly in the Blessed Sacrament. Christ is here. And though we may be unworthy for him to enter under our roof, we can dance for joy in our hearts, for the presence of the Lord is with us. May we acknowledge with faith and joy in the presence of our God, who dwells with us still, to trust in his word and in humility greet him when he comes.